From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, October 18th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A committee of the Green County Legislature on Monday, October the 16th, established the Green County Transportation Advisory Board. The board includes representatives from Green County Economic Development, Tourism and Planning, Green County Mental Health, Public Health, Veterans Affairs, Human Services, and Department of Social Services. The board will meet each quarter, and reports from the meeting will be provided to the State Department of Transportation and Greene County Economic Development, Tourism, and Planning Director Warren Hart. The goals are to increase ridership and meet various transportation needs countywide, Hart said. Use of public transportation is on the rise, Hart said. There are plans to create additional routes to Columbia Green Community College and to Columbia Memorial Health, he said. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Debbie Mayer is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Germantown Board will hold the final public hearing on the town's comprehensive plan this week. The document under review is an update of the 2011 version of the plan. It recommends 10 priority actions be taken by the town board following adoption of the plan. Those action items include pursuit of state funding to expand the sewer district, the identification of sources of water that could support the public supply system, and establishing a conservation advisory committee. A full copy of the draft plan is available at the town website, germantownnewyork.org. The public hearing will be held at Germantown Town Hall, 50 Palatine Park Road, at 6 p.m. on Thursday, October the 19th. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Anthony Fiducia is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Solar provider Cypress Creek Renewables is planning a major push into Greene County, targeting Greenville, Cairo, Coxsackie, and Catskill specifically. The company, which has a local field office in Slingerlands, intends to put $15 million into 7 community solar farm projects at those locations. Cypress Creek is projecting it will create 200 local construction jobs and generate nearly $1 million in local tax revenue and provide energy to approximately 4,500 homes. None of the projects have been approved. 2 applications are under review in Greenville, with 2 more to come. Greenville Planning Board Chairman Don Teeter said the board is proceeding carefully, assessing the impact of the project and requesting details. A public hearing for the Greenville Community Solar Farms will be held at Greenville Town Hall on Route 32 at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, November the 1st. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, Leah Farone is reporting for News 10 Albany. The city of Rensselaer is submitting a bid to become the next Amazon headquarters. City of Rensselaer Mayor Dan Dwyer said the space at DeLaet's Landing on the Hudson River across from downtown Albany would be the perfect spot for the $5 billion facility. If chosen, the project would bring 50,000 jobs to the capital region. We need the jobs, and that would be a great economic boom for everyone in the area and the state, end quote. Amazon is conducting a cross-country search to identify a location for its new headquarters and is focusing on areas with at least 100 acres of land to build on. Rensselaer is competing with a bid in western New York and another in central New York. The bids to Amazon are due on Tuesday. You can read that full story at news10.com. Well, today is day 15 of the WGXE 2017 Fall 2017 Harvest Pledge Drive. WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $25,000 to keep WGXE Hands-On Radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. And your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxe.org/donate. And make your commitment to programming curated by humans, not algorithms, that is responsive to your needs and interest. And thank you for supporting Creative Community Radio in New York's Greene and Columbia County. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 68 degrees. For Wednesday night, there will be patchy fog after 3 a.m. Otherwise, it will be clear with a low around 43. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, patchy fog in the early morning, otherwise sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 44. And on Friday, sunny with a high near 65 degrees. Friday night, clear with a low around 41. The sun rose this morning at 7:12 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:07 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, almost 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WTXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 18th day of October 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. And a pleasant tomorrow.